Praise the Lord. I'm excited about Tuesday night. Amen. And it's been a good week. We started off strong on Sunday and just good attendance all day Sunday and just encouraged. I was just really encouraged by the messages. And then last night, good message and just a good spirit. Just appreciate you folks participating and being here. It's a real encouragement. And I know that these missionaries appreciate it as well. We have a special guest here with us tonight, and we sort of got a preview last night from his dad, and just giving his testimony, and that the connection is that Brother Curtis Anderson's son, Jonathan, our missionary in Mexico, is with us tonight, and looking forward to talking with him here in just a minute, but let's go ahead and open our service in prayer. Father, I am thankful for what you're doing in our church. I'm thankful for Missions Conference. Lord, I'm thankful that you're good always. And Lord, I'm thankful that you are pleased when your children make missions a priority. Lord, I'm thankful that if we can use this terminology, Lord, it's an encouragement to you. It's pleasing to you. It's a sweet-smelling savor when your children make an effort and make it a priority to reach this world with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And God, I'm thankful that we can do that for your glory because you are worthy, Almighty God. And we love you, Lord, and we thank you for first loving us. And I pray, God, even tonight, that you would work in our hearts. I pray, God, that you would continually grip us with the importance of what we're doing here. Continue to grip us, Lord, with the truth of eternity. And then, Brother Jeremy, tonight, who will be preaching, I pray you'd prepare our hearts for the message you've given him. And, Lord, that you would challenge us and change us with your word and by your spirit. And Lord, I'm thankful for this interview we're about to have with Brother Jonathan. I do pray, God, you'd bless that and encourage our church. And I pray we'd be an encouragement to them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, I believe we can go ahead and put them up. Brother Jonathan, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Glory, hallelujah. I didn't know if we were going to beat the devil on this one, but I think we got through. This technology, I tell you, it's something else, isn't it?
Yes, sir, it is. It can be a blessing, it can be a curse.
Amen. Amen. Well, the church sees you right now. We got you up on the screen, and your folks are with us here tonight as well. We're thankful for them to be here. And we just wanted to call and say hello and just tell you that how much we love you and appreciate you. And also just wanted, if you could, just take a few minutes to bring us up to date on some of the things that have been going on. We know that there has been a desire for a new building project and things like that. And we'd just love to hear how things are going, brother.
Sure thing. I'd love to share it with you. Well, just to start out, I'd say thank you so much to the church for your faithful support. I know that you have a lot of people that are praying for our ministry every week. And I have the blessing of being able to attend quite a few services on deputation. And so I got to know a lot of you quite well. And I just really appreciate the Lord for what he's done through your church. And actually, my wife and I, we were able to live right down the road from the church there for almost 2 years. Just a little more than 2 years, probably. So I would just like to say thank you so much for all you do. Until almost 5 years ago, January of 2012. And after that, we started learning the language. Thank the Lord for my wife. She already had learned the language with her family because they were in Mexico City. And then after that, you know, we came back down here as a family, 2012. And for the first 2 years, we learned language and culture. That was a huge challenge, a big challenge. And yet at the same time, we saw God was there and he was providing every need we had along the way. And in 2014, in May of 2014, we started our first church here in Toluca, Mexico, and that was a big blessing to our hearts to actually be able to start the church and start preaching the gospel and to see God do that work. We were able to see 28 people in the first service, and from there we began to disciple every week. I was probably discipling 20-25 hours a week with my wife or with other young men. trying to help those who have started coming to the church, and really just tried to pour our lives into their lives and doing everything we could to get the base there in their lives, the doctrine. If I start speaking in Spanish, don't laugh at me. I've been preaching in Spanish here lately, so it's kind of hard to go back to English right now. Anyways, but so that happened, and we were able to see God really start to give us the foundation there of the foundational group of people. And from there, the Lord allowed us to see men, families. Really, I mean, just there's so many things I could share with you right now, but for the time, we won't be able to do that. But just to give you a testimony of one of the families, Alfredo and his wife, Maria Elena, they came to the first service that we had in 2014. A few months after that, they ended up getting saved in one of the services. And shortly after that, their daughter and granddaughter started coming to the church. They started coming, and they came for a few months. And then after that, around Christmas time, the husband, Diego, also began to come to the church. And we were able to start studying with them as well. So we're looking at the daughter of Alfredo and his wife, Maria Elena, and her husband, Diego, started coming. And two weeks after that, I was in my living room with Diego and Alma, and I was going through verse after verse after verse after verse about the Bible and about the salvation. And Diego stopped me and after I got done with one of the verses, and he said, "I'm convinced. What do I need to do to get saved?"
Amen.
And so, Lord, you know, Lord has been so good to bring fruit, and we've seen lives changed. We've seen families changed.
Amen.
Alfredo's mother was in the hospital getting ready to pass, and he asked me, he said, "Pastor, can you go with me? I want to go talk to my mom. She's on her deathbed, and I'd like to go see her, and you go with me." So we were on the way in the car, and he said, "Now, Pastor, we're probably not going to get to see her because the hospitals in Mexico, they are very locked down, run by the government. It's very difficult to get in as a visitor if you're not very close family." But anyways, long story short, we drove up. Right when we were driving up, somebody came out the door and waved us right in, and we were able to go see her. And for about 5 minutes, I was able to give her Bible and give her Bible verses. And this is a woman who was Catholic her whole life, more than 80 years, she was able to get saved right up there on her deathbed.
Amen.
And, you know, I'll tell you, the Lord is big, and He's great.
Amen.
Do a lot of great things with our lives if we're just willing to follow Him. So we've seen just fruit abound. We've seen other families' marriages change. We sat at our dinner table with a lady and her husband, and they had marriage problems galore. And she was bitter, and she had hate toward her husband. And she came to our house and one night with her husband. She said, "I'm done with him. I'm leaving him. I can't do this anymore. I can't do it." And so I just opened my Bible, and I just started giving her Bible and more Bible and more Bible and more Bible. And after that, they left our house holding hands, and we just started praying for him. We said, "You know, Lord, we know the devil's going to keep fighting this." And I could tell she still had that bitterness in her heart toward her husband when they left. And so about a month later, her daughter calls up and she said, "Pastor, my mom is done with my dad. She doesn't want anything to do with him. She doesn't want to come study with you anymore." And so I went over to Alma's house, which is the daughter of the couple who had problems, and I started praying with them. And then about that time, that couple came walking in. They did not know that the pastor was there, but they came walking in, and they're like, "Well, hello there, Pastor. Good evening." And so they walked in, and they sat down at the table with me. And again, we started with more Bible, 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 Bible. And I asked her, I said, "Now, Maria Elena, you cannot forgive your husband because he has done some very, very horrible things in his life toward her. Now, you cannot forgive your husband. You are absolutely right. It's impossible for you to forgive your husband. But God can do it." And so she began to cry, and I said, "Would you like to talk to God and just ask Him to help you?" And so she, after hearing a lot of Bible verses about the forgiveness of God and how God has forgiven us, in spite of being sinners, and he forgave us. She bowed her head, she started talking to God, and when she got done, she pulled her head up and she said, I forgive my husband. And, we have seen spiritual breakthroughs. We have seen where Satan had a stronghold, God has broken it down because of his word.
Amen.
And I just want to say that he is big, he's great. And I think when I was there at the church presenting our ministry back probably in 2010 or 11, I told your church something. I said, we don't want to just do something good or something great. We want to do something impossible. And I can tell you right now, when you see a life changed or a marriage changed like that, that's something impossible.
Amen.
That's something impossible with a man. So now here we are now. We're 2016 with the church. And we have seen God bring the church to probably around 60 people. And we're very excited because we see now good families in the church. We've got a seminary started. And so we're training six men right now in seminary. And
amen.
Getting to start a second church. So just a lot of great things. Right now we are ready to sign the papers on the land for our first church plant.
Amen.
We'd like to buy that land so we can go forward as a church and have more facilities to train more men and have a permanent home for the first church plant. So that's kind of what's going on here. I'm not sure how you want to go from here.
Yeah. Well, thank you for that. That is wonderful, brother. And I think that just adds a whole nother perspective for us. Yes, we're reading prayer letters, but to be able to see you in person and bear your heart with us like that, and what God is doing through you and your dear family there, that is a tremendous encouragement, brother. And thank you for sharing that. Would you share just maybe two or three major prayer points that we can continue praying about, but we're also going to pray with you here in just a minute?
Sure. Well, I mean, I think one of the most obvious prayer requests is that we would, but you know, continue to see lives changed. It's spiritual warfare. You're praying for people. You're
That's
giving
right.
them the truth, and it is something that you're fighting every single day of your life, and you have to use the Word of God to break through.
Amen.
So I would ask you to pray for those who maybe are in limbo right now. They've heard the truth, but they're not accepting it. The Catholicism is such a huge thing here in Mexico. And it has really blinded people to the truth, and we know that the Catholic Church is run by Satan himself because it's all lies. And at the same time, you know, we've got to be able to get in there, tell these people the truth, and have them come out of that lie and believe the truth. So please pray that God will help us to be able to get to more people with the truth. Another thing that please pray about is land. We really believe with all our hearts. We right now we owe $10,000 in order to pay it off.
Sure.
And we just really believe with all our hearts that this piece of land is going to really be something very important as we go forward in the
sure.
ministry here. We have plans to start more churches and we're training men to be pastors and preachers and missionaries for the future. But I really believe that this is going to be a way to save money in the future as rent continues to go up every month, and you know, and be able to have that be more of a foundational step for us as a church planning ministry.
Amen.
And then also, you know, please pray for our family and the health of our family, because that is always something that Satan's going to try to fight.
Sure.
A lot of times, just because we're not from Mexico, we're not from here, we end up having to fight a lot of the different things.
Sure.
Maybe because of the food or maybe other things, you know, you're going to end up having to have days where you feel weak, days where you feel sick, and you're not even sure why. But, you know, it's just part of it. And so please pray for us that God will give us strength, physical strength with our health, as we continue to see him do a great work here in Toluca, Mexico.
Well, thank you so much, Brother Jonathan. Let's go to the Lord in prayer right now, brother. Father, we do come before you on the behalf of the Anderson family, our dear brothers and sisters in Christ, our dear missionary family, serving you there, Lord. Thank you for allowing us to have a part in this ministry, Lord, to come alongside them and not only give them finances to help, Lord, and not only pray for them, which we want to do more of, Lord, but to just encourage them and to be able to call them all the way there in Mexico and to see them and just to tell them how much we love them. I just imagine what the Apostle Paul, if he had this option. But Lord, we do have it, and we're thankful, and we give you the glory, and we just pray that you would help this land become the church's land. Lord, we claim it in Jesus' name that this property, Lord, would be another step in planting your church there in that city for your glory. And we pray that Satan would be defeated in every way there, Lord God, that you would give the victory to this dear family and the church there seeking to grow and be more effective for your glory. And we also want to pray for their health, Lord. I pray you just give them the stamina they need and the strength they need and the healing they need from weaknesses and sicknesses. We pray you'd set a hedge around the dear Anderson family, Lord. And Lord, just comfort them. Give them your peace. And Lord, thank you so much for calling them there. And Lord, we just love them so much and pray that you would just encourage them tonight and help them to continue doing your will. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Thank you so much.
Amen, brother. Well, listen, we'll be in touch, and thank you so much for being a part of our missions conference tonight.
Thank you so much. It was a blessing to get to tune in.
All right, you have a good night, brother.
Thank you. You too. Lord bless you all.
Okay, bye-bye.